as well.
And young lady, you have signed up, so if you'd like to step up and speak. I know you're going to have to beat the crowd off. Beat the crowd off.
I'm here to say I've never been here when there's this few people. My name is Mary Stevens. We've got a house at 610 South Fort Fisher. It's been in the family for 34 years. There's been a lot of changes down here in 34 years. But one thing that has not changed is the city water line behind our house. And I've spoke several times, and I've brought pictures in one time and showed y'all. And I noticed that there has been money set aside, and in the budget they even said for a water line replacement project to begin in 2016.
Yes.
But it did not say where. Can you guys tell me where y'all are planning on replacing?
You're where.
Where?
You're where.
Okay. Thank you very much. Like
yes.
I said, it has flooded down there so many times where
yeah.
it's been almost knee deep.
It's made a mess, yes.
And one of y'all's guys came out one time and he told us, if you'd not gotten here within about 30 minutes, it would have been flooding Fort Fisher Boulevard.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so.
We had you. Yeah, Sonny had you in mind when he put this in the budget, so they're going to start taking care of that this winter.
Okay. At one meeting when I talked to y'all, it was mentioned that it might have to go down the front of the houses because, I mean, we're down there in
yeah.
a little small original Curie.
Yeah, bungalow.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, like tiny, and there's everything's very hodgepodge.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if they were going to be able to do it behind.
No, they're not going to do it behind. They'll go in front of all the houses. It'll go in front of your house and the house that backs up to you will go in front of that house.
Okay, well, that's what they had mentioned at one other
yeah,
meeting.
Yeah.
So.
No more back through the backyard stuff.
Well, that's it. I mean, the backyard, like I said, there were no setbacks
yeah.
when these houses were put there. You know, it's just all kind of.
Yeah,
walking.
But yeah, it's that's going to be fixed.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We definitely appreciate
okay.
it.
Now, do you have any comments on the budget?
I think it's a very wise move to take care of the infrastructure of the main
courthouse. Thank you.
And I've got one question that has nothing to do with budget, but I just needed to mention it to somebody.
Work it in quick. We've got a big crowd behind you.
Okay. When the roads repaved, when Fort Fisher was repaved,
yes.
before they paved it, every one of the parking spots that was out there, they put a little mark about the size of this paper on the curb.
Right.
Some of the parking spots that had been there for 30-some years did not get reparked. And down there in our part of town, we don't really have driveways. We need to park on the street, and there's parking spots that are not marked off.
I wasn't aware of that, but I'll bring
well,
it up.
I figured you guys probably weren't.
Yeah, I'll bring it up as soon as...
Okay.
We had some people who were physically moving the parking spots.
Pulling them off the...
And moving it, yeah.
Well, see, we thought it was fresh paint. So my husband, we're like moving the cars and parking around behind us when the trucks were coming.
Yeah.
We thought it was paint. Well, like I said, we were parked in the street in the front yard. And then we went out and we thought, this is not even painted. So people were pulling them off.
Yeah.
Well, there's a few missing spots. And like I said, for us down there that don't have driveways or
okay.
anything.
Yeah, I'm
missing.
You know which... house she is or has her summer home at, Nancy?
Well, the missing spots are in front of 614.
Okay.
614 South.
You can write that down. We'll get out Sunny.
And then when we were walking back and forth at the pier a couple of times, we noticed there's a few other spots. So.
Yeah. But we ought to have Slap take a look at where we can have some.
Or Sunny might. Already know where they're supposed to be.
It doesn't really matter about Slap. It doesn't really matter about anything. It's a state road, and the state has a yay or nay, but I'll call Karen and find out what the deal is with her.
Okay, you know, just...
Yeah.
Because I figured, unless you were trying to park there, you wouldn't be aware of it, so I
right.
figured y'all probably didn't know, but like I said, there are a few, and there's even a few more between us and the pier that we've noticed.
Unless there was something that, for some reason, the state wanted to leave it out, like a curb cut or whatever, but
okay.
I'll check with, Nancy will call Sonny and I'll call the state, talk to Karen
okay.
Russell about it.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Yes,
and
thanks.
At this point, I've said my piece. I don't think y'all are in the same thing that I didn't already read the budget, so I'm just going to let you guys do your own budget.
Thank you for coming.
Have a good evening.
Well, thank you for repairing that. Like I said, it's we've really been afraid that, you know, that the house is going to flood and wash away.
Nah, we're trying to keep you here.
I said, we've been here a long, long time.
How did your neighbor ever get to put up the fence down between the houses? Did he calm down?
The older gentleman finally passed the ownership up to his two sons, and the cable came down.
Oh,
and
good.
Everything's
hunky-dory now?
Yeah, everybody's getting along fine. It was just...
He just had a cantankerous moment, didn't he?
Yeah, he definitely did.
Okay.
But he doesn't come down anymore. He can't go up and down the steps. So like I said, his sons are there, and everybody gets along fine down there.
Well, I'm glad the dangerous stuff has been moved.
Yeah, but, it was very, very dangerous. Right. We had to put those little fence things out and put...
the wall came to them? Yes.
Yeah, we had to protect ourselves and everybody else. But everything's fine down there now, since especially now that you're going to repair our water, we're not going to flood
it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She lives down there. They painted the cottages like purple and green and, you know, down there, but she had some nasty stuff with her neighbors, but anyway. Mm. No, Arlen. Yes.
Email.
Oh, yeah, I just want to read that into the record.
It's from Becky Tilly at 137 Sea Watch Way. Dear sirs and madams, I will be unable to attend tonight's public hearing on the budget. I request my comments be entered to the minutes of the meeting. I am opposed to the proposed increase in water and sewer rates in the proposed town budget. A 25% increase in water and sewer rates, along with a 500-gallon reduction in the monthly minimum, will be an excessive hardship, especially to those on fixed incomes. Even for those not on fixed income, the average pay increase is expected to be 3% in 2015. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Okay.
Go get somebody off the street to bring you in and discuss the budget.
Could have brought Ruth and Bob.
You're right. David had something to say, probably. David said it was great.
Let's give them 5 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever, just to make sure nobody rolls in here, because you're not really supposed to until it's time, but yeah. Just sit tight. I'll get to you in a minute.
It sounds like we made a good budget, guys.
Yeah, it sure does, David. The lady that came up really didn't discuss it, but that's fine. The only budget person that's fussing is a lady in Craig's neighborhood who's on a fixed income.
Yeah, 137 Seawatch Way.
You've had to learn to take a shower at your house.
What's that?
You've had to learn to start taking a shower at your house.
I might, maybe. But I know what the HOA dues are, and I know what the water costs.
She uses less than 2,500 gallons.
Listen, most people pay less than $600 a year for their water, would be my guess. Right, on average?
For water.
Per quarter?
No, you said just for water, right?
Yeah, for water.
Yeah, I mean,
many people don't have a $100 bill per month.
No, there's many that are the minimum.
Yeah. And many will still be at the minimum. And the only way to, well, there's no way to pay for this without charging them for it.
Right.
David, are you there?
He's there. David?
Did he hang up?
Might have been on mute.
Were you asking me a question, Craig?
No, I was.
Emily asked.
Are you there?
You're on speaker.
Remember at one of the budget sessions you were teasing me about probably only having 2,500 gallons a month?
Yeah.
Well, I went back and checked all of my bills and we average 1,500.
Yeah, I told you.
No refunds. No refunds.
Tell Nancy to show you mine and you'll see I'm going to be the rest. So we can definitely pay a lot of stuff in because Lisa and I, we pay a lot more of water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. We have to lose 20 minutes for like a full professor.
I bet Greg is pretty low too.
Yours pretty low too.
It can be low as well.
No, yeah. I have a pool. I have irrigation. You guys do pretty well on
both. Well, if you're spraying the water out on your lawn, then
and filling up his swimming pool once a week.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no, I do not pay the standard rate. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, well, I can tell you for sure I don't.
Yeah.
I bet I'm still close to the worst one, and I don't water the lawn at all.
Yeah, we can tell.
Oh, I have neighbors that are watering the lawn all this week, rain or no rain. Oh, their sprinklers are out there running.
And my sprinkler.
You know, we'd like to help us pay for some water system upgrades. We're pretty
yeah.
At least my sprinklers don't run if it rains.
I mean, Sonny's pretty pessimistic that a change is going to influence anyone, and I unfortunately tend to agree with him, but it's still the right thing to do.
Yeah, yes it is.
So basically, two people came and one of them said thanks, and actually one person came and talked, and then the other person sent that email, which I don't
right.
read.
Right.
You know? Hi.
All right, I guess.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys letting me call in.
No problem.
No problem, I guess. So, what's up, Mr. Mayor? What do you want to do?
I guess we'll close this public meeting.
Do we have to have a motion to do that?
No.
Okay, we're closed, David.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Yeah, man, safe trip.
You have a motion.
Hey, does anybody think about going up to the sales tax thing next week?
Hold on, you need a motion to adjourn.
We're not adjourned yet. He's got something to say.
Oh. Are you saying something, Marlon?
I just wanted to go over a couple changes that have occurred since the budget was presented.
Okay, Arlen's going to tell us about a couple of changes. Do you want to hold on for that, or?
Yeah, I'll stay on.
Okay.
You just got to get closer to like where you are, so I'll go here. But yeah, I'll stay on.
Do you want to hold this?
I think we better. It's going to be. Yeah. Thank you.
It's Tuesday. I have to check the calendar.
Oh, yeah, sorry, just one thing.
Okay, just a couple things. I mean, it's really very minor, but it would change the actual budget as presented at the main meeting. So the first thing is on the general fund. No change to revenue, but on the expenditure side, I guess after the budget presentation, there was an addition to the salary adjustments, I guess in the closed session for the police department.
Yeah.
So this actually just takes that money from what was in the contingency line and puts it to the police department budget.
Okay.
The amount's $3,004 because that includes the, not only the salary adjustment, but all the taxes and benefits that go with it. So that's the only change. So the total amount of the general fund budget still is the same. We move on to water and sewer, which is the next page I gave you. That one's a little different. Sonny had ordered a piece of equipment that you had actually approved the financing for, I think, at the last meeting. And there was a little problem with the order, and it's actually not going to get delivered until near the end of July. So with that in mind, I'm going to adjust the fiscal year 16 budget to include that in the budget. So that means additional revenue because there's a loan involved. And then I had to do a little bit of an offset, so I lowered the estimate for water and sewer charges. And then on the, so So the net effect is to actually increase revenue in the budget by $32,180, and again, that's really because of the loan. Mm-hmm. And then on the expenditure side is to increase capital outlay by $40,750, which actually, this piece of equipment is split between the water and sewer fund and the stormwater fund, so you're actually only seeing half of the amount. The second half is on the other page. But the next part, the reduction in debt principal and debt interest payment, is because since we didn't do the loan in 2015, in this current year like we thought, we won't have an actual loan payment on this until fiscal year 2017. So I could take that expense out of the budget. So that's, and it's basically the exact same thing for the stormwater fund, because as I said, this piece of equipment is being split between the two funds.
But that water and sewer thing that Carolina Beach one for that, you know, holding tank, the $450,000 holding tank that they wanted to build.
Yeah, I think Dean is asking. I'll move the phone back up here a minute.
we need a speaker.
I understand. I'm good with that. So thank you for letting us know.
Okay.
The $450,000 that Carolina Beach is going to spend, which is a capital outlay, that they're going to do a loan on that, aren't they?
I don't remember if they actually said, but if they do a loan on it, then we only do,
you pay part of the loan, so that, I think they're supposed to do a loan, I don't think it's going to be a whole, they're not going to pay for all of it.
I mean, I would think anything that they do there, like they've done anything with significant, it's going to be a loan, and then we would our expense would be based on the debt service
for the loan. So I think we'll actually be better off than we were. All right, thanks. David?
Yes.
Anything on the agenda coming up for the Sandman property?
No, I talked with Tom Moffitt last night, and they're still waiting on their engineer for the plan. So until they have a plan, you and I and Sonny can't talk to them about what part we're participating in. So I scheduled a meeting after they had an engineering plan that they were ready to talk to us with. So, Dustin, it probably will not be in the June meeting.
Okay. All right. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. No problem. Just to update the council, there were 8 citizens at the hurricane meeting last night, just so you guys know.
Okay. All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate you doing the hurricane awareness thing.
No problem. Yes, sir.
Anything else? Okay.
I move we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We're adjourned. Safe journey, David.
Excellent. Thank all y'all very much.
Uh-huh.